Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, we're going to talk about how the church needs to appeal to men again. And we're going to follow up on this discussion. I've discussed it before. I believe that the church needs to become more modern in the sense that, you know, I grew up in the church. I'll start with that. I grew up in the church, and there seems to be this inherent separation between the world of church and outside of it. This idea of being in the world but not of it, I think, has gone too far. In fact, I believe it's gone so far that today I'm going to assert to you on this show that we need pastors to have men sign prenups before anyone gets married in the church today. Now, I understand that's very controversial. Trust me, I'm aware. But you know what? I think it's disgusting that today, I know why the churches do it, by the way. Number one, they think they're furthering the mandate of God. And number two, because they directly benefit by people who are married in their church. How do you think most religions grow? And this isn't just Christianity or different sects of Christianity. This applies to every religion, cult, community group, whatever you want to say. The fastest way you can multiply your following is through indoctrinating the children. And so the fastest way to do that, though, is to get their parents married and give them an incentive to produce children that then you get to shape, mold, and craft how you want. Now, I understand that sounds very vulgar and distasteful how I just described it. I did that on purpose. I did that on purpose because a lot of times you'll hear stuff like, I just want to teach kids the right thing to do. I want to point them in the right direction. I want to raise them with good values. You see how all of those things are more like code words? And how when you say it the way I just said it, a lot more vulgar and a lot more, wow, I do not like the sound of that. Well, but that's basically the same thing. Now, I'm not here to argue that it's bad. In fact, I'd argue that a lot of the Christian church teachings are, in fact, good for society and good for the soul. However, they don't do it in good faith all the time, because if they did, then they would say, huh, you know, the divorce rate is over 50%. In much cases, it's been closer to 60 to 70%. And when we look at who's filing the divorces, 80% are women. So because of that fact, we're going to adapt to try to prevent marriages from ending and penalizing people. We're going to reward them for being married, and we're going to penalize them for the exit fee. But when's the last time you heard a pastor say, hey, you know what, gentlemen, if you want to get married, get a prenup? I can confidently say I have never heard that once. I can confidently say that. And I understand that that's going to be very distasteful for some people, but guess what? That's good, because I'd rather it be distasteful and you call off your wedding than have to be informed in the average of 8 years to 10 years later that they've been divorced. Guy lost his kids, guy lost his house, he's living in his car. These are real realities, my friends. I know they're not something you hear about at church. Of course you don't. What benefit would they have to steer you away from marriage? They don't gain by doing that, so they won't tell you that. Or they'll say something even more disingenuous, and they'll say, oh, well, those are just those kind of people, or those are just certain people. Because you go to church, you're special, and you don't have to worry about that. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. I wish it did, but it doesn't. And so, look, we are living in an imperfect world. We're living in a world full of people who want to check, and people who are hungry, and people who are ambitious. And almost all of the billionaire women in the world are gained that from inheritance or via divorce. Men, not so much. So when I say this, gentlemen, I know you're immediately going to gut react and say, oh, not my girl, Austin. You're just paranoid, and you can insert any level of insult or deflection or whatever you want. But at the end of the day, what is the harm? What is the harm? I'm going to ask you the question. What is the harm in a pastor holding a seminar? Let's say there's a lawyer in your congregation. What are the downsides of the pastor saying, hey, you know what? We're going to hold a seminar for the men. Men, young men, middle-aged men who want to get married. Here's the seminar. Here's guy's night. And we're going to lay down the divorce statistics. We're going to lay down the bad marriage statistics. We're going to lay down chore play. We're going to lay down how all this stuff works, the bait and switch, the games, the garbage, the hoops you're going to have to jump through to get sex from your wife. We're going to put all this in here, and then we're going to talk about prenups. We're going to talk about how statistically you're going to lose your kids and deal with child support, possibly alimony, depending on your state. We're going to break all of this stuff down for you. I don't see any harm in that. No, I see the women saying, like the guy from Jurassic Park, you can't do that because here's what we're going to do. We're gonna make you feel bad. We're going to emotionally manipulate you. We might withhold sex from you and all that kind of stuff. I see that happening. But my friends, let's be totally clear. This is necessary for the church today. Now, I realize you and your grandmama and your grandpappy probably, your grandpappy and your grandma are probably saying that I'm reprehensible right now. Well, guess what? The 1950s are long gone. 1960s are long gone. We are not living in that universe anymore. That is a parallel dimension at this particular point. And we are living in a world of shenanigans, cheaters, liars, manipulators, family court double dippers, cherry pickers, you name it. That's the world we're living in. So to lie by omission or lie directly to these men is a crime against humanity, in my opinion, and you are reprehensible. So the only way that we can really rectify this is to educate the men, because the women already know about this, by the way. All I gotta do is go on TikTok and see some bitter bitch talking about how she divorced her husband and it was the best decision she ever made. What she leaves out is the fact that now she's crying herself to sleep and probably had to clap two times. But again, this is what I'm talking about. If I know this, women are way more into social media than me, and it's part of my job because I love it. They are on it way more. You ever see your girlfriend on just TikTok, scrolling through TikTok? Yeah. Really don't think she knows about the family court, how she can make a good check off your monkey ass? Yes. Yes, she can. So again, this is why I tell you, we need to educate men, and the church needs to step up to the plate and knock it out of the park like Babe Ruth if they want to be relevant again. If they want men to fill the pews again. If they want young men to have the security to have children again, they need to put this up there. Just encouraging women to be good is not cutting it. It is not enough. We have too many women finding God after they've been ran through and made every mistake possible, now wanting to be wives and marry good men. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of these women using God as an emotional weapon against men. And it's time we stepped up. You know, it's easy to say that, oh, the scripture hasn't changed, so then our approach shouldn't change. We don't live in the same culture as ancient Rome. That's when most of the New Testament was written. We don't live during the time of ancient Rome. We live in America. We live in the West. We live in 2024. It's time for us to step forward, fast forward, into the modern day, and say, hey, you know what? This is what Paul said then. Here's what we can do now. That is what we should be doing. That is what I say we should do. And if you disagree, you are welcome to disagree. But I ask that you use common sense and logic and don't just come in here and insult my faith orientation or insult my mama or insult something. To me, that's just a waste. Like, what are we, in the fifth grade? My fifth grade self would say that was a sweet diss, but not now. my friends, if you have anything you want to add, subtract, comment on, you're welcome to do it. This is a very important topic. And my friends, you can hit me on Sheep Get Sheared on Twitter or X. You can hit me in the comment section of this video if you're watching on YouTube. My friends, this is very important to me. And it's time that we stop pretending and keeping. We're not ostriches. Get your head out of the sand, out of the ground, and let's actually step forward and let's save the church again. Let's get young men to be in the pews again. Let's have families be in the church again. Let's do these things and make the church accessible and not just a sacrifice again. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Question everything you heard today, and I'm out of here. Peace.